Good day, and welcome to the Shantagold conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If you would like to queue for a question at any time throughout the call, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star one to ask a question. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Eric Sorin, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Tracy, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for dialing into today's quarter three 2021 report for Shantagold. Just a reminder, Shant is an East African gold producer and explorer in Kenya and Tanzania, where we are the third largest gold company. Joining me today on the line is Luke Leslie, CFO of Shanta. So let's begin on slide four of the presentation, which is uploaded onto our website this morning. During the quarter, we announced our updated five-year plan. The plan includes a diversified revenue from two assets, moving to a third asset by 2025. This was announced in July, and what we said then and what we will say again today is that Shanta is in a clear growth phase across all of our assets and driven with the following priorities: reserve life extension at New Luika, successful construction and commissioning of mining operations at Singida, and resource upgrade and resource expansion at West Kenya. We are actively investing across all three assets because the potential risk-adjusted return far outweighs the current capital required to demonstrate the value at these assets. In summary, back in July, we announced total gold production over the next 5 years of approximately 500,000 ounces from our Tanzanian assets. And notably, annual gold production is set to rapidly grow and averages 116,000 ounces per year during the period 2023 to 25. So in just over 12 months, our forecasts show that Shanta will be a run rate plus 100,000 ounce per year gold producer for the first time through the addition of the Singida gold mine production. Please turn to slide five now and a few points on our Q3 results. During the quarter, we produced 14,194 ounces at a grade of 2.2 grams per ton. Liquidity remains excellent. At the end of the quarter, we had just under $28 million of liquidity and virtually no debt on the balance sheet. We have a lot of flexibility in our financing, in financing our growth plans over the next 12 months, including ongoing cash generated from our operations. And the intrinsic value at both of our currently non-producing assets, being Singida and West Kenya, is compelling. It's a core part of our growth plans. Combined, these two assets add around $400 million of NPV at $1,700 per ounce gold price. As you can see on slide six, safety remains excellent and is a core part of our culture and DNA of the company. We have not recorded an LTI in 1,414 days, which is equivalent to 7.5 million hours worked. Moving on to slide seven of the presentation. As mentioned, during the quarter, we produced 14,194 ounces of gold. Grades from the underground areas that we mined are holding well versus the grade control model and reconciling closely with actual mined grades. But as we outlined in July, this has been a challenging year for Shanta due to an encounter with a fault at the depths of Bahenia Creek and lower grade ore in the overall plan. We reiterate guidance of 60 to 65,000 ounces in 2021, which points to a slightly stronger Q4, which we have in our plans as achievable. The mine plan is transitioning out of the Bahenia Creek deposit, which has served Shanta very well for the last 8 years. And we're moving into new areas that bring new life, being the Luika underground deposit and the BC East Area 1 specifically. So during the quarter, what we did is we fast-tracked an order for and took delivery of a new jumbo. And this is a piece of equipment, just under about $1 million, to accelerate underground development and de-risk our mine plan starting in Q4 and moving into 2022. The team is working incredibly hard at site and doing an excellent job of delivering the highest number of physicals, that being tons of ore, ever achieved. On that note, we processed 223,338 tons of ore, which is equal to 2,428 tons per day. This is a new record and is an important enabler of producing gold ounces sustainably at lower grade ore reserves than we've historically been used to at the New Louis Gold Mine. This gives us flexibility. Of note, all sales during the quarter were done at spot, averaging $1,790 per ounce, as we are now fully unhedged and have been so since the start of the year. Moving on to slide 8. As mentioned, the team is doing an incredible job delivering consistent volumes of ore to our central processing plant. The current run rate at the processing plant is 40% better than it was in 2017, again, which gives us a lot of flexibility in managing grade. In April, we estimated the new run rate to be 2,300 tons per day. The team on site has exceeded that by about 5%, achieving this 2,428 tons per day on a consistent basis for the last 6 months since commissioning completed. We're currently evaluating plans for a fourth mill in 2022, which could increase throughput to 2,700 tons per day, depending on the design. But we haven't made a decision, and we're still working through the risks before taking a view on implementing this project. Let's now turn to slide 9, where we can change our focus to the very exciting progress being made at our West Kenya project. During the quarter and following phase 1 of 3 drilling at the West Kenya project, we announced the upgrade of 117,600 ounces at a very attractive grade of 7.04 grams per ton to the indicated resources category. Of note, this was converted at a rate of over 100%. This is very high grade. It's characteristic of the Asulu deposit, which has now converted 83,000 ounces, grading 10.62 grams per ton into indicated. The implied conversion rate at Asulu alone, which is one of the two main targets that we're drilling for infill resource conversion, was 130%, which is partly particularly exciting because newly discovered zones were found during infill drilling. The phase two, and I should say the phase one drilling completed at the end of June, which we announced a couple of months ago, and phase two and three drilling campaigns will target approximately 994,000 ounces of inferred resources that are predominantly at the Sulu deposit, which we aim to convert. Turning on to slide 10, we have compared the Sulu resource model from 2018, which was modeled to an inferred level of confidence, versus the start of infill drilling this year. Recall the inferred resource was historically modeled on spacing of about 80 meters, whereas drill hole spacing for the infill drilling has now been narrowed into 20 to 30 meter spacing at Bushingala and 30 to 50 meter spacing at Asulu. So this was an important update in the third quarter. Now, notwithstanding the tighter spacing from the infill drilling, the resource model is holding very well. In fact, at Asulu, we have now seen upside from new zones and a new high-grade space identified during drilling. This is the zone referred to as IZ3.0.1 on the right-hand side of the page. That's added about 15,000 ounces so far, grading 22.3 grams per ton to the oxides. And this is in the dark red area, as I said, on the right-hand side of the page. Staying on the right-hand side, the red zones are the new indicated resources. The blue is the new inferred declared in 2021. And the dotted red line is the phase two drilling that started in July. Now cast your eye on the yellow dots on the long section highlighting the extent of the visible gold already known today before phase two infill drilling started. This points to the right ingredients and certainly gives us the right evidence that there is gold at depth and more to be added through resource upgrading. As you can see on slide 11, and as we have previously reported, the quality of the West Kenya asset measured in gold grade is the standout metric for comparison. Liberum Research in London has compared our drilling results in 2021 to some of the global peers. West Kenya continues to deliver a fantastic growth path for Shanta. Yuri and team are doing an excellent job at site, and we're planning to release our updated total resource model in the new year, which we aim to demonstrate further upgrading of resources from inferred to indicated. On to slide 12, where we have presented a few visual aids, so to speak, to illustrate the quality of drill core that is being achieved from West Kenya. Now, there are two points worth emphasizing. The first, spectacular visible gold is being reported from surface right down to 700 meters at depth. The geologists are thrilled with the results being achieved. And the second is that the visible gold isn't exclusive to the Asulu and Bushingala targets. In fact, during the quarter, we started our drilling across regional targets, including the Rimula target, which is about 30 kilometers from Asulu. And what have we found? Well, we're seeing visible gold in this target. The Rimula target has multiple veins stacked in a sub-horizontal formation. And in our first hole, we had numerous instances of visible gold through those veins. We don't have assays back yet, and I caution to wait for the assays before we make any conclusions on the quality of that target. But it certainly brings promise for us that the entire prospectivity or the entire license holding we have in West Kenya is prospective and certainly can be expanded beyond the 1 million ounce resource to possibly 3 or 5 million ounces in the future. Now, turning the page to slide 13, briefly covering Singida. This is our second asset in Tanzania and is in construction. In fact, mine construction is on track for an early 2023 production start. During the quarter, we started and completed a small grade control drilling campaign to de-risk the first 12 months of production post-startup. Specifically, this was done at the Gold Tree deposit. And what did we find? Well, we had encouraging results, and we'll provide an update when ready with those results. But it's, again, aimed to de-risk the plan once we move into production. Last week at Singida, we had the highly symbolic first blast, which was taken, again, at the Gold Tree deposit. I was in Tanzania about 2 weeks ago, and the government remains totally committed to Singida and supportive of our plans to bring that project into production as Tanzania's next gold mine. Now, a quick word on slide 14 regarding VAT before we wrap up with some of the expected news flow items over the coming months. Of note is that audits of VAT claims and payments of VAT refunds seem to have normalized. In 2021, all VAT that we have paid has been equally returned as a cash refund or corporate tax offset. This is very promising, given it allows us to now forecast with some increasing confidence of having VAT refunded on a timely basis. I met with the TRA this month, that's the Tanzania Revenue Authority, and have been reassured that this regularity of VAT audits and VAT refunds is the way forward. Now, regarding our outstanding historical VAT receivable of $23 million for the period July 2017 to June 2020, I believe there is a willingness from the government to resolve this amicably. But obviously, this, along with everybody else in Tanzania, would represent a huge cash burden for the government. So we are actively discussing options with the government of Tanzania to resolve this $23 million receivable, and we are moving forward with those discussions. To conclude on slide 15, major catalysts over the coming months are centered really around exploration, mineral resource updates, and items related to our growth. Drilling is active across all three assets. Updates will follow when ready. Again, Shanta is in a growth phase. We remain focused in demonstrating the inherent value of our assets that requires investment across all of our projects to deliver that value. With that, I'll hand it back to the operator and open up to any questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will now take our first question from Ben Davis from Liberum. Please go ahead.
Hi, Eric. Can you hear me?
I can, Ben. Yeah, good morning.
Morning. How's it going? Thanks for the prezo. Just a couple of quick questions for me. Obviously, we're all looking forward to Yulika getting sort of back to the grade profile that it was operating at before. We're not quite there, but certainly a pickup from where we are now. Are we through that fault zone in terms of the development area? Is what's going through the mill now back to where it was in terms of what the original plan was?
Yeah, so we are certainly through that fault zone. Where we're mining now has all been grade control drilled. In terms of our plan for this year and next, what we've outlined is that production will go back towards 75,000 ounces per year next year, up from the 60 to 65 this year. Bahenia Creek's days are really numbered. We're now at, I think, the bottom level, 565. So that's about 400 meters below surface. There's a very good possibility that that's the final level, and then we'll take the crown pillar at Bahenia Creek starting in around April, May time next year, which would deliver about 20-some-odd thousand ounces at about 7 or 8 grams per ton. So, again, lots of different sources of grade making the overall plan. Certainly not much conformity around the different sources, but the plan is intact to move from this level up towards 75,000 ounces next year.
Gotcha. So certainly for the next quarter, you've got a high degree of confidence in meeting that new guidance, as it were.
Yeah, we've reiterated guidance of 60 to 65,000 yep. ounces, and calls for, so you can work out the numbers.
Cool. And the other thing you mentioned, which I thought was interesting, was the of putting the additional milling capacity. So would that be similar to what you did with the small pilot plant kind of addition earlier in the year and similar sort of CapEx? I was just curious what the numbers look like and how far along you are in terms of that as a possible investment decision.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Ben, because like this fourth mill is exactly the same like we've done with the third mill, the pilot plant. Total capex we're seeing is, depending on how you look at it, is $4 to $5 million. This is all kind of conceptual at the moment, and it would deliver, we think, about 8,000 or 9,000 ounces of gold per year through additional throughput. But again, these are just very round numbers. We've gone to get estimates on all the capital, but where we are now is we're just looking at the risks in terms of what it would mean for downstream into the tailings, what it would mean for the crusher, because the crusher would probably have to be upgraded somewhat. Mineralogy, if we're taking lower grade resources, what does that do to recovery? So there's quite a bit of work other than just literally the engineering of plopping another mill down.
Okay, gotcha. But still, I mean, given the success of the third mill addition, in terms of quite how quickly it commissioned, relatively optimistic that probably works out. I mean, even at this early stage.
Yeah, I don't want to make any promises.
Sure. Okay, no, right.
Yeah. In terms of next year, if we do kind of press the button, we'll be talking to the board about it in 2 weeks. If we press the button, it wouldn't really come online until sort of late Q3 anyway. There's a lot of work to do. So, just kind of exclude it from the plans, and if it comes, it comes. Probably the thing about it. Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, perfect. All right, no more for me. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Ben.
We will now take our next question from Laddie Beck from Redmayne Bentley. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Eric. It's Laddie. Hi. I was just going to ask on Singida, just obviously a slight time slippage, because I think you'd anticipated mining from the end of this end of next year, and it's into first quarter 23. Is that just a sort of, you know, trying to sort of keep to the time scale, but not quite, or could you just explain why it's slightly delayed?
Yeah, it's. I mean, Laddie, I wouldn't call it delayed. We had a very clever advisor who said, instead of saying end of 22, you should say the start of 23. Anyway, so that's probably the way to interpret that. And there hasn't been any change to plans, Laddie, at Singida. It's literally just I'd call it a cosmetic. Cosmetic update on kind of the commitments.
Right. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you very much for that. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Laddie. Nice chatting.
We will now take our next question from Matthias O'Toolhaus from Temesis Partners. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can, Matthias. Good morning.
Hi, Eric. Just on production in Q4, 5-year plan, you had 33,400 ounces for this second half. So you're going to have to get quite a punchy Q4. Did you say that in the plan? Are you quite confident of still getting to 60,000 ounces?
Reiterate. So we've reiterated guidance of 60,000 to 65,000. Which means Q4 will be slightly better than all the other quarters this year, and that's what we've put in the RNS. So that's our plan.
Okay, so Q3 wasn't weaker than expected. Then we expected a Q4 to be a bit stronger than Q3. That's always been the plan.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of reasons for that, Matthias, is we've taken delivery of a new jumbo. And so we put that order in end of July. We actually procured a jumbo from Zambia and took delivery in, I think it was the second week of September. And what that does is it does two things. One, it de-risks the overall plan going forward. So we're basically going to be able to open up more mining areas. But two, it starts to deliver development ore. So if you think about it, like there's an area called BC East Area 1, which now the jumbo, I think it's now reached that area, and it's continually bringing development ore into the plan, which we didn't have for basically most of Q3. So you know, that's one example of why we think there'll be slightly better production in Q4.
Excellent. Thanks, Eric. Cheers.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It appears there are no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the conference back to Mr. Zurin for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you very much, operator, and thanks all for joining the call. I look forward to keeping you updated with ongoing progress and news from Shanta Gold. Have a nice day.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.